95 degrees and mostly sunny in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. A mosquito nest in Nashville has tested positive for West Nile virus. That's according to the Metro Public Health Department. The agency's pest management team collects samples from standing water across Davidson County. This is the first report of West Nile this year. The release says the sample was taken in North Nashville. The detection of West Nile was high last year in the nests, but only one person was diagnosed with the infection. It tends to cause mild flu-like symptoms. You can contact the agency for a free inspection if you think your backyard is at high risk. A Tennessee law passed in honor of Charlie Kirk goes into effect today. The measure makes several changes to free speech on college campuses. Kirk frequently hosted debates at colleges and was ultimately assassinated last year at Utah Valley University. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao explained what is included in the final version of the Charlie Kirk Act with This is Nashville host Blake Farmer.
You know, a university cannot deny a speaker or cannot uninvite a speaker that's been invited by a student group. And they've included, you know, at first it was just the opposition to abortion, gay rights, those sorts of views. It listed issues. Those were the things that were protected, the opposition to those issues. Final version of the bill is just their views on those issues. Of course, there are already some sort of protections for LGBTQ rights and things like that. So this has, I would say, done more to advance the protection for conservative speakers, but it does cover speakers of both sides of the political spectrum.
And it's, I know that there were some almost like punishments for walkouts, which was a big issue. But it sounds like that was sort of worked out where you could personally walk out of an event and not risk some kind of punishment.
But there is still, if you were to stage a walkout,
if you stage something that was like a demonstration to sort of disrupt the entire event.